Well, congratulations. You made it to week 14. I am so proud of you. And this week, we're going to talk about some other salon growth ideas as we wrap up our 14-week course here. Last week, we talked about some of the other marketing ideas and sources of business. And some of you that are go-getters have probably already gone out and built some partnerships and relationships with some of the neighboring businesses. And I'm really proud of you. Today, we'll wrap up our last session on other growth ideas. And so let's jump right in. So other growth ideas. So this is how a gentleman that I used to, early in my career, had gone to. And this is how he grew his salon. And it's been very, very effective method of growing a salon, which is direct sales. And it's not for everyone, but for some of you, you know, force yourself, or for new employees, you can try it. And that is, first of all, get yourself business cards. Again, they're inexpensive. You can get business cards printed so inexpensive now, or you can do it for no, you know, almost nothing at VistaPrint. And that's VistaPrint.com. And direct sales is you walk around, and when you see someone with great hair, that especially when they fit the profile of the type of work or business that you do. Meaning, if you cut women's hair, age 40 to 60, certain type, age, affluence, or you have in a trendy salon and you're looking for kind of that 25 to 35-year-old young professional, affluent, right? And you see that they've got great hair, they fit your profile, hand them their card, tell them you style and cut hair, and you know, say, look, you've got awesome hair. I cut hair. You're the type of client that we do business with. You need to come try us out. And give them a compelling offer. Give them a reason to come try you out. It's a great way to build your culture, your salon, your brand with the type of clientele that you want. And it takes a little more guts to do it. It's not for everyone to walk around, but in many cases, you can grow your business very quickly. And you grow it with the clientele that you want. And it's very flattering when someone comes up to you and says, I mean, imagine that, you're walking in a mall, you're in a restaurant, someone walks up to you and goes, you have got great hair, you are beautiful. Come, you know, here's what we do. You're the type of client that we do business with. We'd love you to come, you know, if you're not happy with where you're at, give us a try. And I bet you would be surprised how many people would come check you out. So try that. And again, it's a little bit unique, but it's a great, great idea that I love and that works. Next thing is for growth ideas. You know, we've talked a lot about so many different things over the last 14 weeks. We've talked about technology. We've talked about marketing services and web and writing and blogging and social media. And we've talked about, you know, some of this stuff. If you want to send letters and postcards, you might need a designer or graphics or, you know, and, you know, you may say, hey, you know, but money's a little bit limited. All right. Do what the radio stations have done for years. You know, trade for in kind. Now, some people don't like doing this, but you know what? It's a way, if you don't want to spend cash, but you've got time and availability, put the word out, figure out what you're looking for, be very specific, know exactly what you're looking for, and talk to your clientele. The greater the clarity, right? So let's say you say, I want a web designer. Get really clear on what you want that web designer to be doing, meaning I need them to build a logo for me, right? I need a web designer to do this. Keep it top of mind, write it on a post-it note, stick it on the mirror, and then, or at your station, or at your front desk, or and talk to your clients. And as you do, say, you know what? I'm looking to do X. I'm looking for someone who can do web design or logo design, or who can help me do some writing, or someone who can do this. Who do you know? Who could help? And then get 3 to 5 names. If maybe one, if you take action, just get it done. But if you feel like you need 3 or 4, call them and talk to them and see if they'd be willing to do in-kind trade where, you know, they do some work for you and you do something for them and just figure out what it would be worth, right? So maybe it's a one-for-one service. Maybe their services are very expensive and you're willing to, you know, give them 6 months worth of services at no charge because they're going to build a website for you. And, you know, I mean, depending on who you're talking to, you know, you may find, you know, it could be stay-at-home moms, it could be students, it could be grad students, it could be anyone, it could be professionals, right, that own their own business that are willing to do this for you. But the key is clarity. Get clarity, and then you can look for those resources and tap into your client base to network with them. So that is a fabulous way to get professional resources that you may need to help grow your business. Beyond that, that's a short week, but they're very two powerful, powerful ideas that if you put into place, you'll be able to leverage. So with that, we're going to wrap up our 14 weeks here. I am so proud of you and so excited for the opportunity you have. Go back, re-listen to these, share what you've learned with your employees, talk to them, and or family members, and put into practice. If you've got 14 weeks and you haven't done anything, pick one thing and just take action. And here's the thing. You don't have to be perfect. You know, we talked about this last week, but take a step. You know, I love the phrase of, you know, some people say, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? I love the phrase, what one next step would you take if you knew you wouldn't fail? What's that next step? If you couldn't fail, if you wanted to do something, you wanted to build a website, you wanted to do some marketing, you wanted to, you know, get out to the mall and start handing out, you know, business cards. What's that one next step? What would you do? So let's say it's going out to the mall, right? What was the one next step? Well, get business cards, right? Or if you've already got business cards, the one next step would be pick a time, put it on your calendar. If it's building a website, right? Do you have a domain name? Do you have the name of your business? You know, the www.yourbusinessname.com. Do you have that? No, stop the tape, stop the video, go onto Google right now, or GoDaddy or one of the other domain name companies, and buy your domain name right now. Just get the minimum. Don't you don't need all the extras. Just get the basic one, 6, 10, 12 bucks, whatever it is. And what one next step would you take? So look back over these 14 weeks. Hopefully you've taken notes. Hopefully you've taken some action. And you are on your way to growing your business. So congratulations. We're so thankful that you joined us. We appreciate your business. And we wish you all the best going forward. And with that, I'm David. Thank you for your time.